The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
From the studios of the Shepherd Radio Network, it's Afternoons with Mike. This next hour is all about our walk with Jesus, with local pastors, newsmakers, people who are making a difference for the gospel. Now, here is your host, Mike Gilland.
It is that time again, and I welcome you back to another Afternoons with Mike, heard daily here on the Shepherd Radio Network. We've talked a lot about this event that is coming up the 18th through the 20th. That's just now next week. And part of the fun thing for me this entire weeks leading up to it is that I've got to talk to a lot of people who are involved in one way or another in that expo. And of course, that goes all the way from the top with Crystal Parker, who is the president of the United States Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. Chamber, Christian Chamber of Commerce. And she's the one leading this. And she has, again, a plethora of speakers and folks coming in from all walks of life. I think something like 9 or 11 different countries represented in this. I have with me today a couple. I could say a power couple, because they are full of the power of God. Keith and Bridget Jenkins are with me. They're going to be panel speakers at this event, and they are from Jacksonville. I just met them today face-to-face. I feel like we're old friends already. Yeah. Welcome to the program, Keith and Bridget.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you
so much. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you allowing us to be on this platform. Thank you so much.
Well, it's a joy to have you here at The Shepherd. And we reach not only Central Florida, but North Central Florida. And, of course, all of the areas that we reach are invited to be a part of this great expo next week. And it's really going to be a lot of fun. Oh. So I've got to find out. Now, you are in Jacksonville now.
That's right.
Is that where you've been for your entire lives? Or tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, actually, we are from the Maryland area.
Woo-hoo!
And it's funny because...
Go Maryland.
Because, yes, yeah. Indeedy. Well, you know, what happened was we've been coming to Florida. I mean, we used to vacation in Florida all of the time. And then one day we said, you know, it'd be nice if we could just move to Florida. And then my wife, she came to me one day and she said, hey, Keith, I got an opportunity. Something came up. There's a position there in Florida. And I said, really? And she said, yes, in Jacksonville. I didn't even know where Jacksonville was. We had to pull out the map. I mean, I heard of the Jags, but I didn't know where it was. And so I said, well, let's see. And then we saw it. And I said, she said, well, what do you think? I said, please. You know, so we prayed about it. And she went to the Lord. And then here we are. She came up. We came back. And the Lord answered every single thing that we were looking for. They literally paid for us to come down here. Can you believe it?
That's great.
And so we came and we moved down to Jacksonville. And
what
a lot
year
of
was
family,
that?
That was, we've been here now. What?
It was 2017.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. 2017. And we love it.
7 years
love it
down
here. Yep. 7 years. And our family back at home in Maryland, they always asking us, they say, are you going to move back? Please. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to move back there. And so we fell in love. We embraced Jacksonville. We love it down here in Florida.
It's a beautiful area. I love it. Mm-hmm. I really considered at one point that area myself. Oh. And so it's great. I got a lot of friends there. And there's some really great old connections that I've had in my broadcast career early on in Indiana that are there in Jacksonville as well.
Okay.
So that's really great. So you're coming in. Now, because the company that you represent at the expo and what you do for a living is that you guys have this thing. Well, tell us the name of it, because it's Beauty Is, but explain the concept behind the name and what you do.
Yes, of course. And thank you again, Mike, for this opportunity. We really appreciate it. It's a true honor. Thank you so much for having us. So Beauty Is, you know, how did we arrive there? I was taking biblical classes some time ago, and God began to speak to me about identity, though the classes were not about identity. And as he was talking to me about it, because of the industry to which I was in, which is the beauty industry, that's been my dominant background for over 27 years, which means that I led a beauty department in 4 different stores at one of the top 100 retailer companies. And with that, I began to see the women that were coming in. no matter what we did on them, no matter how beautiful they looked, their face, their skin was flawless, their hair was beautiful. They had wonderful backgrounds as far as vocation goes, and they never felt like they were enough. And I too suffered with that myself. And God began to show me, I want you to understand who you are and your identity in me. We know in Colossians 2:10, God speaks to us about, who we are in him. And he says, and ye are complete in him, not in people, not in things, but complete in him, who? Christ. And he is the head of all principality and power. Well, check it out. I mean, think of it in this way. When I thought of the word complete, I said, well, God, okay, complete means what? It means perfect in him. One would argue, well, we're not perfect. We are perfect in Christ. And as long as you remain in him, the Bible, the word of God explains to us through that word complete, there are no flaws. There are no deficiencies. There's no comparisons to who you are. And so as God began to really minister to me about that, he was like, I want you to take the industry you're in, and I want you to bring the practical side for the women, and through nutrition, skincare, makeup, personal styling, being able to help the women to see how can you take care of the physical temple that you dwell in, because that's not who we are. It's the temple we dwell in. But you have to go a step further, and you must teach them about their true identity in me so that they can begin to brace life with purpose. And through that, he also gave me Luke chapter 22, verse 32, where Jesus told Peter, Satan has desired to have you sift you as wheat, but I've prayed for you. And when you have been converted and strengthened, go get your brothers. Mm. And so this is what he began to minister to me. And I headed in that direction. I still wasn't sure how to put it together. But in 2016, my husband and I put our first event together where we brought in all the makeup artists and skincare specialists and fitness people, brow specialists, and all of the people that would attract women. This is what we love. And they come in and they were able to get things done for them externally. But internally, I began, and my husband began, to minister to them about their true identity in Christ. Yeah. And we evolved right into where we are today. The short of the story is that I resigned my job that God moved me to in Jacksonville in 2021 to do this full time. I believed that God was calling me to do it full time and to go after it with all I had. And I believe that even when we're not 100% sure, is it God? God honors the decision of faith. He honors it. And I believe that he sets the path for us, even when we're not sure. Is it me? Well, God, am I sure about this? But I believe that he was directing me to do it. But the power of agreement, Mike, is what happened for Keith and I. Keith That's agreed right. with me, and he agreed with what I believed God had shared with me.
And he has a role in this company as well.
Oh, big time.
Tremendous role.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I own an auto detailing company. And I've been ministering to men for years. And even in my struggles, when I first became a minister, I was struggling as a minister, literally. And I was very religious. And so I asked God to help me see, what's my problem? I literally asked him, I said, I don't think I have enough faith. And he laughed at me because he said, it only takes mustard seed. So I'm like, what's missing here? And he was telling me that you do not understand my righteousness. And so I just looked up righteousness throughout the entire scripture. I'm looking at him like, Lord, you need to show me. And what he showed me was there is God's righteousness and then there's man's righteousness. And I said, whoa, that was deep. But once I got the revelation, I said, God, why are we not teaching people this stuff? And so that was my call to the ministry, to help people to see who they are in Christ. And so I put the curriculum together for her. And when she came with the idea, beauty is, oh, what a wonderful name. Because beauty is what? How do you see yourself? Yeah. How do you answer that question?
That's a big question, too.
It's a big question.
Yeah.
It's almost like asking somebody, well, what is life? Right? Well, how do you define life? Because if your identity is flawed, everything that you do is going to be flawed. And so I believe that what did Jesus come to do? I mean, think about it. We know that he came to save us, but save us from what? And so I ask people, I tell people this, because I'm also a Christian apologist. And so I defend the faith. And so we have people, I've sat down with atheists, and they said, well, what do you need God for? I mean, I can be a good person.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Christianity is much bigger than morality. And that's what a lot of people don't know. He didn't just come to teach us how to behave. No, he literally came to change our entire identity. Our nature has changed.
Now, this is coming at a time where the word identity has probably never been as often in the news as it is right now.
Absolutely.
But it's usually tied with gender identity because, but the point is the same. I mean, the way now they are specifically looking at how you look at yourself. And it's from the basis of gender, which that's never been a question my entire life. I mean, you're either boy or girl, right? I mean, you've got this chromosome or you've got that, and that's the way it is. And, you know, this day and age, people are really confused about identity.
Yes.
But in a real way, they've been confused with identity all along. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Throughout all of time.
Absolutely.
Because we tend to be... as the old rock band Petra used to say, we are man pleasers, not God pleasers.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and this is what happens. We start to evolve into, like I said, living vicariously through others instead of living out who God called us to be and created us to be. When God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, well, his image is who we are. His likeness is what we do. Is what we can do, the power that we possess. But if we've never been taught that and we've never been taught how to operate in that, then we start to live our lives out through other people or looking for affirmation from others to say, this is who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you can do and no more and no less.
Now, that's beautiful. A lot of people are doing that, even though they don't realize they're doing that.
Yes.
You mentioned earlier before we started this program, living out vicariously. And that term, I think a lot of people live out, dads live out their lives through their kids, sometimes vicariously, especially if the kid, like in this happened in my life, my son was a much better ball player than I ever was. I always wanted to play, but he could really play. And so I got to enjoy basketball again through him.
Yeah.
But it's one thing to do that. It's another thing to have this most important thing in our life that has to do with how we see ourselves before God. And if that thing, which is our identity, if that's messed up, it affects our relationship with everyone, including God.
Yeah.
You know, something that I asked God, and I was looking at this, as a matter of fact, you go into the book of Matthew chapter 6, and it's talking about you can't serve God or mammon. It's one or the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about material wealth. And so I asked God and I was like, okay, Lord, I see that. But if you ask someone, and this shows you where people are. If you ask someone, what do they do for a living? They'll say, well, I'm a lawyer or I'm a basketball player. I'm a firefighter. I'm a teacher. So what are they saying when you ask that question? Because I like to go a little bit deeper. What do you do for a living? So I'm doing this to survive. I need to make money to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the difference between that and the just shall live by faith? What? So how do I make a living? Am I relying on Christ? Because if you go there, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things that we're looking for will be added. Well, what does that look like? And so when I began to realize that God is really going to provide my needs. All I need to do is tap into him, and then he will show me which way to go. It doesn't mean that you don't work, but it means that you can rest while you work because you know he's going to provide what you need in order for it to be successful.
That's
right. It's a totally different way to see things.
It really is. And this whole thing of rest and the peace of heart that comes from when you're confident of all of that, you're not trying to earn your way into heaven.
Right.
You're not trying to earn your relationship with God.
That's right.
And there's no way I could.
Right.
Yeah.
It just isn't, you know, and when we relax that wall, that guard that's up, then we get to see, oh, you know, God starts to show you, here I am. I've always been right here. God is ever present. He's not in the past. He's not in the future. He's right here in this moment with us. But we struggle with that because we're beings here in this natural realm that have been trained to operate in the senses. We don't see it. Then it's not real.
That's we'll right. It. Yeah. That's one of the human traits that we all carry. We somehow feel like I have to understand all of this.
Yeah. So, you know, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yeah. And, you know, how do you worship? You know, okay, I love this because I always say gravity. You can't see gravity.
Right.
But I promise you, if you get on this building and jump off, gravity is going to come into place.
Yeah, and it will hit you right between the eyes before long.
That's okay. Right. It'll come into effect because it's not seen, you know, the word of God tells us, while we look not at the things that are seen, because the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen, they are eternal. And that's what we should really be focusing our attention on. You know, God, that is where we live. As it is in heaven, Lord, let it be so here in earth. And so we these are some of the areas that we really do begin to focus on with people to get them to kind of have aha moments. I love what Keith says about the apple, a perfect apple. And honey, you can share that.
So what is a perfect apple?
Hmm.
I'm asking you
one that tastes great. that doesn't have a rottenness that goes to the core.
Now watch this. Every apple is perfect because people take the apple and they describe what perfection is to them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look up perfect, the word perfect means complete. So every apple is completely an apple.
Yeah.
And so what happens with us is we look at people like we look at the apple. You're too fat. You're too skinny. You should have went to Harvard. You're homeless. You're this. So we're looking at it through the lens of the world. So now I got to perform for you to fit your mold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What God is saying, I already made you complete, Keith. You already.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
What a simple difference.
Yes.
And you know, I love what you said about gaining a revelation.
Yes.
That's really what happens when, like, the light goes on in our brain and we can see it. I'm reminded of the Bible verse that says, "Without where there is no vision, my people perish."
Yes. Yes.
And I think it is the NIV. That translates that verse, where there is no revelation.
Yes.
People cast off restraint.
Yes. Yes.
So we don't even put any restraints on ourselves if we're not aware of what something means. If we're
not seeing it
and we're not getting it in our heart of hearts, we just kind of go our own way.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I teach a lot, I use John chapter 3, the first six verses, because it shows clearly there's two different perspectives. Because what he told Nicodemus, he said, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven unless you're born again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing because we know that the kingdom is spiritual. So that word see really has to do with perception.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it comes through revelation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you could see Nicodemus's response when he said, what, I'm going to jump back in my mother's room? What are you talking about?
Right.
I can see him.
He was staying in the literal.
He was like, I would do that.
And the revelation
and
had
the
not
revelation,
yet.
It didn't hit him. And then even later in that same chapter, he said, how are you a leader of Israel and you don't even know these things?
Yeah.
But that just goes to show you that you can be standing right in front of God and don't see him.
That's right. And that's what happens to us all. And that's why we need that revelation.
Yes.
Bridget and Keith Jenkins, my guests today. We'll be back with them in a moment. This is Afternoons with Mike, and you're on The Shepherd.
Would you like to increase your business's exposure in the Christian community and build your business with greater kingdom purpose? If so, then the Central Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce is the solution for you. Hi, this is Co-President LaTondra Heaven. The Christian Chamber is more than just another business organization. It's a regional community of business professionals passionate about advancing the kingdom of God through the marketplace in Central Florida. As a member, get access to exclusive values-based networking events, Christ-centered professional development, marketing opportunities, and consistent prayer support for you and your business. Plus, gain access to the National U.S. Christian Chamber Coalition. Become a member today. Visit our website, cfchristianchamber.com, or call us at 407-431-0732. That's 407-431-0732.
They lead a company called Beauty Is. It's a ministry, and it involves sharing. It involves helping people, all for the purpose of finding their identity in Jesus. And what a wonderful ministry that is in a day that so many people are messed up with thoughts, and they've been taught by the world what is important, and that does not match up to the Bible's vision or revelation of what is important at all. But my guests today are all about that very thing of helping other people, Keith and Bridget Jenkins. And they've both come from Maryland to the Florida area. They live in Jacksonville. And somehow you guys got related to and discovered by Crystal Parker. What would be the story there?
Oh, awesome. Yes, I got an opportunity to, we're also a part of the Chamber of Commerce in Jacksonville. And I was at a networking meeting and I met a gentleman there and he asked me what I did. And I shared with him our whole, you know, organization. And he said, oh my God, I love that. I really think, have you ever been a part of the Christian Chamber of Commerce? I paused. I said, I never even heard of such a thing. And I'm shocked even today to hear so many people still don't know. So we have a lot of work to do to get the word out. And I said, I didn't know. He said, I want to invite you. So he did invite me. And I went to one of the meetings, Keith and I. And
so you were part of the regular chamber.
Yes, I was a part of the regular.
And then through
chamber.
That, got introduced to the Christian chamber.
Correct. Yes. And so he met us there, met him. And he said, no, I want to go a step further because I just love what you're doing. I want to introduce you to someone else. And she is phenomenal. And she's actually the president of the Christian Chamber. And I said, okay, sure. And he introduced us via email. We met her that way and we set up a meeting with her. This was over 2 years ago now, right?
Uh-oh,
a year and a half.
About a year.
A year and a half. About and a we met her on Zoom. We held the meeting and Crystal and Keith and I, we just hit it off like we knew each other
absolutely.
For life and
that's great.
Shared our vision with her and she loved it and introduced us to a few people. We were having an event coming up and she was making some recommendations and she started talking to us about a conference that she was putting together. And we were like, oh my gosh, it's going to be awesome. We begin to just love what she was sharing about it. And then she pauses and she says, I don't know, but I got to get back to you guys about this. But I believe God is telling me that the two of you are supposed to be a part of this conference. This was right on our call with her. And we kind of said, okay, well, you let us know what he says. And we let it go. And I suppose maybe a few, maybe 6 months or so, not even maybe that, months or so later, we run into her at one of the chamber meetings. Mm-hmm. And she was there and she said, I need a picture of you guys. You guys have to be a part of the conference. And from that, we talked a little bit more about it. And then here we are. And we will be a part of the conference next week. We are ecstatic. We are overwhelmed with what the Lord has done and what she has put together that God is. She has gotten her instructions from him. And we're going to see things like never before. I truly believe that.
Absolutely. Well, she's got a lineup that is just out the window.
It's incredible.
You can't believe how many wonderful people. I've got to have a lot of them on. Some of the main session speakers, keynote speakers have been on my program, like Andrew Krapuchet and also Brad Johnson. And the fact is that program played this week on my program here. And then on Monday, this coming Monday, Eric is going to be back. Eric Floyd is going to be back on my
awesome.
Show.
He's so awesome.
As well.
Yes.
And all of these people are involved. Mm-hmm. And all of you, you have different backgrounds. You have different, let's say, specialties in ministry that you're part of. Mm-hmm. But one thing that is always identical, it's all about just again, knowing the person of Jesus.
Yes. Absolutely.
And then living out the life that he's called us to live in our marketplaces, where we are, where we work, where we live.
Yes.
That's really the key to all of that,
he
right?
He is the key.
Yeah, you know, I feel so honored that she chose us to come, that the Lord spoke to her. But, you know, even when I think about the detailing company that I have, I've been mentoring men. So it's not just you come work for me. Mm-hmm. I have people to work for me in Maryland and down here in Jacksonville. And what I do with every single guy that comes through, I mentor them so they know about the Lord.
Yes.
A lot of the people that I have mentored are now pastors. They're elders. And it's because this is what God wanted me to do. And so I spend the time, I teach them how to handle money, how to budget their money. So it's far more than somebody going out to clean somebody's car. It's literally a ministry. Yeah. And so when I think about what we're going to be doing, we're called to be on the panel dealing with the Odyssey of Love and Purpose. And so what we intend to do is talk about these things, these values that people have in marriage, and it's going to play into what you're doing in the marketplace. And so are you a Christian who owns a business? We talked about that a little bit. Or is this a Christian business? And so what we're hoping that will come out of this conference, not just what we're talking about, but with everybody there, is that they will see, how can my business affect the kingdom?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm hoping to see.
Right.
You know, we have so many people in the Central Florida area that really carry this as a burden, this thing that you've just said, seeing their role in the kingdom of God and realizing that the church has not always done a very good job of training people.
Mm-hmm.
When I grew up, it was expressed as, we got to get out of the four walls of this building
mm-hmm.
and live our lives out. And, you know, I appreciate the fact that what you're actually doing, even though you're using the word mentor, you are also have used the word discipleship.
Yes, sir.
And I think those two words are interchangeable.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You're discipling these men.
That's exactly right.
And that's what we're all called to do.
Yes.
That's it. You know, it's funny because when you think about the church, we know it's the ecclesia. But what is the church really for? You know, and I believe that we go to church to be built up. Why? What are the gifts for? The gifts are to build us up so that we can do the ministry, not just within the four walls, but so that I can go evangelize, so that I can go disciple someone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the things that I teach every Thursday, I've been doing this for a long time, but I teach people to become teachers. That's what I do. When a person comes in, I said, I'm going to teach you how to teach. Not for you to be a pastor in the church. It's not about that. It's about you should be able to go home, sit down with your family, and lead them to Christ and teach them what it is. What is a disciple?
Yes.
And how to hear from God, how to take the scripture and open it up for yourself.
That's good.
And so this is the whole cornerstone. And that's why what Bridget had that beautiful vision of beauty is, and I love working with her. We just have a ball. Man, we have a blast in these prisons, because can you imagine the trauma that these people have? Are you not worth anything? Some of their families left them. As a matter of fact, just, 3 weeks ago, one of the ladies we ministered to.
In a prison.
In a prison.
Mm-hmm.
Lost her whole family. Her entire family. And so she's so broken. It's like waterfalls. And we're like, no, we're your family. Yeah. We're your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, that's why we're here. We don't come here for the money. We come here to show you the love of Christ. And man, she's just like, oh my goodness. And so the transformations that we've seen in the prison is just phenomenal, because they say, how can you drive almost an hour out of the way?
Yeah.
And you want to spend time with me and to show me how much God loves me? Really?
Yeah.
And so we see some transformations. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, the incarceration that happens to the people who are in prisons, that is a very real picture. But that incarceration can happen to people who are not there in prison, who are living life, but they're still in jail.
Yeah.
Come they're on. Still behind bars.
We say
bars.
That all the time, Mike. We say, you know, when you get out of here, you're going into now another prison. If you don't know how to walk out your life with Christ, you still will be walking around without the cling cling, you know, the closing of the cage,
right?
You know, but you're walking around in prison, not sure, going about your way and not really embracing who you are, and not knowing, what do I do? What do I do?
Yeah.
You know, we heard the book, you know, The Purpose-Driven Life, you know, was so huge during that era, and it still is today. I do believe that, and I loved it. It's just that people really do not recognize who they really are. We're not this physical temple, and we possess great power and authority from God. And because when he created us, when I think about Colossians 2:10, where I had already spoke about that, about, you know, and you know, we're complete in Christ. Well, that completeness means so much more than just the word itself. How can there be any deficiencies in us? How? If Christ lives on the inside of me, there is no deficiency in me.
Impossible.
It's impossible. Yeah. There is no comparisons. Like that word also, it encompasses there is no comparisons, which means that when I walk in the room, there is not another person in that room like me. And that makes me very special. But it also bears that you are not. There's no other person in the room like you.
Yeah.
So we don't have to get jealous over each other. We all stand alone in our power and authority, because how else are we going to take dominion? How do you take dominion if you don't know what to do? And if you don't know who you are, because it starts with that. And so this is why it's very important for us. It's not about the women in prison that we minister to. We teach them about, it's not what you have done that has caused you to be in this place. Yes, it did happen. Yes, it did. We're not denying that it happened, but we deny its power over you to dictate your future to where you're supposed to go from here, because God has a plan. He had it before he formed you in your mother's womb.
Yeah. And do you find that people, when they hear that, does, and they're in prison, maybe they're in prison with a life sentence, I don't know. Does that, from your standpoint, bring them immediate relief, or does it have to kind of cook in them?
Most of the time it's immediate.
Immediate.
Occasionally, we get challenged, occasionally.
Yeah.
But what I have found is that the truth is the truth. Mm-hmm. And I believe that once, I always call it Christianese. You know, we like to have a lot of fun. They call me Dr. K when I go in there. I say I got my degree from Kmart.
Yes. And it's framed.
Dr. K. I'll have to remember that one.
For $8.99.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. But and I say, so I come in here to teach you Christianese. I said, because it doesn't matter if I come in here and give you a $25 word that nobody understands. So let me take some of these things like worship. Well, what is worship? Has anybody ever actually explained it to you? Well, what is praise? And they're like, I don't really know. And so I come in and I break everything down and make it so simple. They're like, oh my God, I've been in church and I never knew this.
Mm-hmm.
And so once they get the revelation, like we talked earlier, man, you could just see it. You can see the waterfalls, man. And they're just so broken and they're like, it's so ready to receive, man.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be great. Now, you mentioned being on a panel that seems to infer that other people are going to be there on that panel along with you.
That's right.
And you mentioned the kind of the theme of that panel. What was that theme?
The Odyssey of Love and Purpose.
Wow. I just started seeing the kaleidoscope of colors.
Just. The Odyssey of Love, the journey. Oh my gosh, it's so awesome. When you think about the Odyssey of Love and Purpose, there are going to be two other couples along with us. And I always say, people don't really know who Keith and Bridget Jenkins are, but God does.
Yeah.
And so this is why we invite people to come and see what the Lord has done.
Well, if they don't know you then, they'll know you afterwards.
They'll know you. Exactly.
Well, you know, we like to have a lot of fun. As a matter of fact,
when
we go
in, funny stuff
she always gives a joke every time we go minister. She always comes up with these jokes, and they're hilarious.
Oh, that's great.
But one of the things that God showed me, I said, well, we estimated? We got 219,150 hours together. So I think we might know a little something about marriage and love.
Yeah, that's right.
It's 25, that accumulates to 25 years.
25 years.
And number of hours.
That's awesome.
Oh my goodness.
I've got you beat by just a little bit.
You
my
do?
Wife
okay.
and I have celebrated 47.
Oh no, yeah. Man. You're working on the gold, baby.
Yeah,
that's all right, man.
We got the gold in view. Right?
That's
I love
beautiful,
that.
Man.
I love
that's
that.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
that,
but. Hey, listen, in this day and age, I think people are amazed if you're married 10 years and still going strong.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm grateful for you. I really am. I'm no kidding. All kidding aside, all comparisons aside, not doing that, not trying to take away from that 25 years, because God's using you in a unique way. And the message that you're bringing is he wants to use the people that you're talking to.
Yes, absolutely.
In a unique way.
Yes, sir.
Because
yes, sir.
His plan for their personhood, their identity is to be rooted in him.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And not in, I share with you a little bit of my life problem before we began this program today of thinking, that I could tell God what I was and wasn't going to do. Yes. That never works out well. And to any of our listeners,
how did that work out for
you,
Mike?
Not very well. Any of our listeners that are out there, if you think, if there's something that you've told God, I'll never do that, let me humbly ask you to reconsider that, because that could just be the very thing that God will one day ask of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, it might come at a great surprise.
Well, you know,
it did to me.
Let me say this. We didn't talk about how we came to know the Lord. And I will say this. This is really powerful, but it's true. When I was in college, I grew up in an Episcopal family. And when I was in college, we used to get together and drink and talk about religion. I had a friend who was a Muslim. I had atheist friends. We would get together. I had books on Taoism, Hindus, Buddhism. I had a Bible. I had a Holy Quran.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure this thing out.
It was like the religious Morrisons thing.
Exactly. It's like a
smorgasbord.
It's like,
yeah,
what in the world? So for the first time in my life, I had a real prayer other than just bless my food. I don't even know if that was real. But anyway, I said, okay, I'm going to pray. So I went, and this is what's my prayer. I said, I don't know if it's Hare Krishna. I don't know if it's Jesus. I don't know if it's Allah. So this is my prayer. I said, whoever created the heaven, the stars, the earth, and me, why can't you just come to me and just tell me what the deal is? So I'm in my dorm room in North Carolina A&T, Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm getting on my knees. And it was every day. I did it for like a month. I said, okay, I ain't no God because he ain't show up. I ain't praying no more. And you know how God is. He's funny, right? So I go to sleep. I wake up. It's a loud sound in Greensboro. So loud. I get out. I run out of the dorm and I'm looking up in the sky and it looks like two suns. But one is getting bigger. I'm like, what in the world? I said, oh my God, that's a bomb. It's about to blow up Greensboro. So I want to see where this bomb's going to go because I'm getting my Toyota and I'm going the opposite direction. So I looked up again and it was Jesus. The light was literally coming out of his body. I fell down on my knees and I started praying. And I said, Lord, please forgive me for not believing in you. When I said that, I'm in outer space with Jesus looking down at the planet. He showed me people hugged up. One would go, one would stay. People were being lifted. They looked like bright lights. And I said, Lord, please allow me to tell everybody what you told me. When I said that, I'm waking up in my bed.
Yeah.
So to make it short, I came across a Christian because I didn't know that. This Christian told me, he said, that's the rapture. I said, what's the rapture? He opened up the scripture. I said, you got to be kidding me that this is in my dream. He said, man. He said, man, that's what that is. And so I've been a devout Christian ever since.
That's wonderful.
True story.
He can melt the hardest of hearts. Yeah. And he does.
Thank God he does.
And I pray he's doing that even as we're speaking now.
Hey, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Because this program is going into prison walls.
Yes. Mm.
It's going into people's homes.
Yeah.
It's into cars. And we never know who is going to be hearing and who needs exactly what you just said.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
But let's face it, friends, you cannot bargain with God and you cannot demand anything of God that he's not going to bring out in your life.
Absolutely.
He is, after all, God. Yes. And my guests today, Keith and Bridget Jenkins, will be back with them in a moment. This is Afternoons with Mike.
Join host Mike Gilland for The Shepherd at Work every Saturday morning at 10:05 a.m. You will be introduced to a marketplace leader that will help you learn to walk out your faith wherever you live and work. The Shepherd at Work is sponsored by the Central Florida Christian Chamber, building kingdom, business, and community throughout our area. That's The Shepherd at Work, this Saturday morning at 10:05 a.m.
Our time has just flown by. It always does in this program when I've got people like the Jenkins here, Bridget and Keith, a couple from the Jacksonville area. They're going to be speakers in a panel. And it's just going to be this incredible time at the upcoming expo with the U.S. Christian Chamber next week. And that is the 18th, 19th, and 20th down at the Doubletree. And that is near SeaWorld, right, in Orlando. And you guys are a Jacksonville and a little bit more than a stone's throw away. About 3 hours to get here?
Two hours.
Okay. Yeah. Not too bad. Depending on where you are and what the traffic is like.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah. Sometimes it can be,
it could be an hour in Orlando.
You know?
Yes, it could be.
Yeah.
That's so true.
But I'm glad you guys are here.
Thank
Before
you.
We talk about some other things, I'd love for you to tell me how it was that you met and what the circumstances were about that.
Well, I did mention that I owned an auto detailing company. Well, one of my customers happened to be at the place that my wife worked at. Well, then she worked there.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the executive secretary to the president, and I was doing the president's car. So we would go pick up his vehicle to have it detailed, and I would meet her. I would never see him. So she would come out, and we would have these wonderful conversations, and it was always centered around Christ. Because at that time, I was done with women. It was me, God, and the business. That was it. I didn't want to deal with anyone. But this beautiful woman right here, she intrigued me, because every single time we got together, the conversation was centered around Christ.
Wow.
So that's how we got there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and to be very frank and transparent, you know, Keith and I both were married before, and I made the decision to step into a marriage that God told me not to. And God will never leave you ignorant. He just won't. He will tell you, you know, this is not the way. It is up to us to adhere to it. So I had come to a place, and now this is now 12 years past, and I met Keith, and he was such a wonderful man. I thought I wasn't going to get married again. I said, I'm not going to do it. I'm, you know, kind of stepped out before God, and I wasn't going to look for that any longer. I was just going to take and embrace my children and raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And I tried to introduce Keith to two of my girlfriends.
Can you believe that? She's trying to palm me.
Wow.
Because I thought he was such a wonderful man. And I said, he's going to make someone an incredible husband.
I paid
and,
you before we got started.
And so, you know, we, as things begin to evolve, and that second person that I tried to introduce him to, he said, Hey, listen, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for introducing me to your friends. But I got to tell you, I am in no way interested in your girlfriends. I am interested in you. And I was floored by that, because I was not looking for anything or anyone, of course. And so our relationship got off a little slow. It was very slow. You know, he couldn't get my home number. I wouldn't give it to him for about 6 months. He had to call me at my job. And if the phone lines went down at 5 o'clock and he didn't get me, well, he couldn't see me for the weekend. And so this was just my way of protecting me, because I felt that I had stepped outside of the will of God. So if I can encourage anyone that is listening, when you do step outside of the will of God, God knew it before you did it. He already knew that you were going to make that choice, and he had provision for it. God loves us so much. The Bible says that he remembers our frame, that we're only dust. And so with that, he was so gracious to me that he would bring a man in my life that loved him and that would love me and love my children. I just cannot, you know, articulate really what the Lord had done, you know, through our coming together, and then realizing also our purpose, that he brought us together for a purpose. He knew that one day we would be doing just what we're sitting here doing
absolutely.
Right now.
Yeah.
And so,
and you know, this is funny. This is, I call her Tiger, as a, because when I first met her, because she was tough, man. She was a tough cookie. But I wanted, when we went out on a group date,
yes,
and I saw her pray over her food in front of everybody. And that's when I said, okay, Lord, there's something about this one.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get to know this one, because she did a public display of her affection towards you. And that's what caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And so since that time, and she's my best friend. She's my lover. She's my, I mean, that's my girl right
and
there.
And 25
man.
Years later,
yes,
you guys are
and it's
still
even sweeter. It's sweeter now than it was when we got married.
Yes.
Yeah.
The relationship that we have with God has increased, which also has increased, our relationship has gotten tighter because of that.
That's wonderful. This is going to be so great to have not only the two of you, but these other couples on this panel.
Yes,
and give us that title of it one more time, because it's so intriguing.
The Odyssey of Love and Circus.
That rolls out of your lips like that. That's the Odyssey of Love.
Of love and
there
purpose.
Goes those Technicolor kaleidoscope wheel colors. I feel like you guys have to deliver that sitting in a Volkswagen bus. With a peace sign.
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, so you went back there like a little 60, 70 vibe here. Okay.
And we both were born in the 60s, so that's good stuff.
That's right.
Spot on.
Okay, that's spot on. That's going to be great. Again, you guys are going to be doing this. What do you see happening now in 2024? Big things are happening. The world's upside down nationally, internationally. The border is a mess. America, in many ways, is a mess. This message that you're bringing is smack against what we often hear in the government about we needing to love and accept everybody's, what I consider to be whacked out versions of the identity. Yeah. It is not what the Bible is talking about right now at all. And yet this is what so many in the government are not only just asking us to do, but really demanding that everyone recognize and kind of get on board with this. What do you see happening with this year?
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I see, Mike, is that when you get a chance, when I get a chance to sit down with someone and just take my time, as a matter of fact, when I come in, sometimes I have all kind of people, because now we're ministering to men and women, of course. And one of the guys, or two of the guys, I was in one of the classes, and the guys, they said, well, both of them were agnostics. And for those who may not know, it's somebody who believed that you cannot know the truth. And so I said, listen, I'm not in here to make you become a Christian. I said, that's not why I'm here. They were like, no. I said, no. I said, I'm here to enlighten you, and then you make your decision. I said, because God only wants those who want him. I'm not here to coerce you. I'm not here to make you a Christian. I'm here to just take the truth and help you to see something that you don't see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And once they were like, wow, dude, you're different. And I said, no, I'm not just here to teach a Bible study. I'm here to defend the faith. Why is it that I believe what I believe? And when I looked at it and I dug deeper, I can't see. I mean, when you look at Christianity, it's really not a religion, because religion suggests that you have these things that you must do to earn your right to become righteous. Mm-hmm. With God, he says, no, I did it. You're right. And now let me work with you. I'm going to make you the way I want you to be. It's the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys, after I finished, they were like, my goodness. He said, man, I see what you're saying. And so all of the clouds were dropping. And so when you ask that question about what do I see? Our goal is to enlighten as many men and women so that they can go out. The Lord showed me this years ago. If you just disciple 12, just 10 people, and those 10 people disciple 10, and you just keep going, you could reach the entire world in 10 years.
That's crazy, isn't it? Yeah, the power of discipleship.
Yes.
It's really true.
Very powerful.
You know, I thought for a long time back in those foolish days that I was talking about earlier, I thought, why is it that Jesus came when he came? Why didn't he come when we had the internet? Why didn't he come when we had network television? He could have, you know, that's where my mind was. That's how crazy that is. He came at the right moment.
Yes,
just, the Bible says, just at the right time.
The right time.
While you and I were yet sinners and enemies of God.
Absolutely.
We did not deserve then, but his plan was that he came, and those disciples that he walked with were known as the men who turned the world upside down.
Yep.
You know, Mike, what I see this year is you're starting to see a divide. You're starting to see God is starting to separate the sheep from the goat. Are you really with me or you're not? And so when I look at all this adversity, you're going to have to choose. You're going to have to choose, who do you really believe?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be too much pressure.
Yeah. And that's really going to be a good thing. I mean, that's really hard to imagine, isn't it? That something as difficult as this time is, and maybe some of the choices that a lot of people are looking at are painful, and it doesn't seem like good at all. But if the end result brings people to Jesus,
come on,
then that is God's economy at work right there.
I love it.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I love it.
That's very good.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Remember when the tower got hit in New York?
Mm.
Look at how many people come running to God. So sometimes adversity is the best, because you know what? We can try to come up with what we think is going to work. All you got to do is just let God do it. I'm telling you right now, he will take He could take 1 year and turn the whole world upside down in 1 year. He can do it in a day.
He can do it in a week.
You know, and so now that I see that, it's like, let me just be in position.
Yeah.
Let me just be ready.
That's so
right.
good.
That's good.
Right,
let me just be ready.
And that's speaking to me right now too. You know, where Jesus cursed the fig tree. I've always, you know, heard him say, you know, just in my spirit that God was ministering to me about, you know, the fig tree when he saw it afar off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And though it was not the season for the fig tree, it appeared with leaves as if it had the figs on it. And God began to speak to me about that. When people see you from afar, make sure that when they get up on you, they have something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
About me, that you're feeding them about me. Because if you look like you got fruit, but then they get up on you and there's nothing there, you've done more damage.
Mm, that's good.
Than good.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to be an exciting week. Again, the U.S. Christian Chamber Business Expo. Now, she has another really fancy name that goes along with it, but that's the essence, the Business Expo. It's going to be at the DoubleTree, and you can get information on it. It's going to be available all the way into the first part of next week. I know that you can register. And again, Eric is coming on to talk about all of that. And mm-hmm. this is really going to be a great time. You guys are going to be there.
Yes. Yeah.
Several others that we've had on here, like Ford Taylor, another person that's coming.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Don't know if you've met him yet or not, but I'm sure you'll get to.
Yes.
Great a meeting that's coming up. And my guests today, Keith and Bridget, will be there as well. And thank you for making the drive from Jacksonville to be here in the studio with us.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And thank you, Mike.
I know you could have just called in, but this is a whole lot more fun.
Yes.
It is. And also, we got a chance to meet you.
Yes.
Wow, this is great. And
exactly.
I look forward to being there with you next week as well. We've got just enough time to tell us about your website and how people can learn more about Beauty Is. And the ministry that God's given you. What's the connection points?
Yes. So please visit us at www.beautyis.info. That takes you directly to our website. You'll see everything there. You can kind of move around the website and see some of the things that we've done and are doing, some of the new areas that we're scaling into, and be a part of what you can reach us under contact information. Please put your information there. We'd love to talk with you and invite you to be a part of what we're doing. And, you know, we get an opportunity just to share. We also are looking for a building. You know, one of my requests before the Lord is a building on the water with glass windows. And so we can house our workshops in person for those that are outside of the prison walls and for people to come into and be a part of what we're doing. Because the fact of the matter is that I love a Zoom meeting, but there is nothing like in person.
I get it.
And so we're looking forward to scaling that into this year and really expanding what we're doing into the school systems as well, for the young adults as well.
Oh, they need
those in it. Yes, for sure. And we're hoping to grab those folks before they really get out into the world, because they're actually already there, but we want to do our part. And, you know, the Lord knows who he's getting his hands on. And that's why he joined Keith and I together to do this, because he knew that we would be two people that would purpose to go after what he's called us to do.
And you're doing
email,
it.
The email address.
And the email address, yes, I apologize, it's beautyisinfo@gmail.com.
Easy.
Yes.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
What a delight for me to get to know you. And that's Keith and Bridget Jenkins. And we'll look forward to seeing you again next week. And I'm sure we'll be talking there as well.
Absolutely.
Yes,
at the booth.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Friends, thanks for being with us as well. We'll see you next time right here on The Shepherd.